Now, what's the smart money doing?
Well, I have to say I was quite surprised to read Alan Kohler, the ABC doyen, has this little newsletter, and he sent one out last night, and he said, "That's it. I'm cashing in. I've sold half my shares, and I've now got 50% of my super fund in cash." And I said to myself, "By jingo, even the experts, even the doyens, are panicking." I mean, I think that's a panic reaction in this environment, to say, "Nope, I'm out of shares altogether. I'm going 50% cash." I mean, that's sort of World War III, sort of battening down the hatches. That is, I was staggered. Said, "I bought $3,000 worth of shares yesterday. I think the market fell yesterday. It's actually good buying at the moment." But others are just saying, "We're so spooked by this credit crunch and companies falling left, right, and centre. Well, I'm selling out and going into cash." And that's
well,
very
is
defensive.
There? I mean, I don't know. I'd love to be long in cash myself.
Well, everyone wants to be long in cash, but but if you are investing, if you're a net investor, well, then the question is where do you put your cash? And obviously, people are very worried about property. We're seeing a massive increase in the number of auction listings around the country. Literally, the investment property, and I mean, someone who works for me was just telling me last night they brought forward their property and just put it on the market now because they keep reading about property prices are going to fall. And I think we are literally right at the epicenter of that about to start. You're going to see 10% plus reductions in housing prices and a large increase in the number of transactions.